and the highest water they ever had in history was in 1927. And
how did the water broke? The levee broke right about up here. Were you here at that time?
When it broke the last time? Yeah, I was here. I wasn't here when it broke in 1912, because that's when I was born, and water was 4 feet deep in Mama's house over there, where he lived. And I was born in Lake Providence, because I had to go up there, get out the water. All my brothers and sisters were born in that house over there, two older than me and two younger than me. But they happened to be up there because the river was up. And then in 27, it broke, broke in May, I believe it was. And of course, I was a sophomore in high school when it broke. And it broke on down from where you were on the levee out there yesterday, about 3 or 4 miles right south of that. At what they call Cabin Teal.
What did it do to your land?
Well, up here in 27, didn't about half of this place go underwater. See, everything south of your break went under, all the way from way to way, miles and miles and miles, but it backed up. Your land got more of a fall in it in this country than people think. It slants to the south and slants to the west. And the water in 27, right here where we are now, I'd say got about 12 inches deep. And out straight out hit the levee, we didn't have any. And on angling right across, right about through this way, right up here where this barn is up here, didn't have any. And angles across here and all this part of the place up this way didn't have any water. We got more water really in 27 across the railroad up here from a break up in Arkansas on the Arkansas River. See, it came all the way down through there. The railroad kept it from coming over here, but it stayed on the other side of the railroad. And that was from the Arkansas break.
Were there any other small farmers, any other farmers here along with you? Were there white folks on the place too?
Was there what?
Were there white folks on the place?
When we were kids?
Did you have white sharecroppers here?
No, we had all colored. And we had all colored people, all the white families on the place when I was a kid. Well, there was old man, there was about four or five that worked for us. Well, old man John Riley, which I mentioned earlier, was captured by the Confederate, by the Yankees. And he was here, and a fellow named Curry, which was a first cousin of my daddy's, he helped him in the store.
Yeah.
And then there was my daddy's family and my grandfather. And in surrounding places, they had about the same kind of setup. We had a country school out there. At one time, there was about 30 kids in it once when I was little. And
you were
I was one of them. Had a one-room school out. And we were taught by a lady from town that come up here. And most of them lived, boarded with my grandfather. The teachers did. The school was right there, where those two trees are right there.
So you came up with colored kids,
huh? Yeah, I played with colored boys all my life, my name. But it, now what you want me to say what I think about the colored deal? Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's the biggest thing wrong with the integration deal, doing away with having integration and all that is you're told you have to now. Back in the olden days, we played with the kids and got along happy, and the colored folks here loved me just like I was one of them, I guess. But it was all right then because we'd do it because we wanted to, but now they tell you have to. So that's your difference. That's the only difference in it.
Yeah.
And that's these hard-headed people just don't want to go through with it just because they tell them they got to. That's the reason you got your private school down here. They've got some diehards in the parish that don't want, the kids to mix with the colored children. And then as soon as they get out of high school and they go to college, and especially the football players, if a colored boy makes a good run, they're hugging him, they're hugging the heck out of him, and he's hugging him. If they make a good run, it's all.